Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about giving help and continuing to build on this series from Nehemiah, as we consider what it looks like to build for revival. And not simply building physical items and buildings, but building spiritually. And learning some of these lessons, how God used Nehemiah and prepared him to bring about a great revival in among the people of Israel. And a few weeks ago, we talked about asking for help. And yesterday in the message, we talked about giving help. And so that's going to be our discussion and prayer time throughout the weekdays, different aspects of giving help, how God would have us to take the help that we've received, the help that we've asked Him for, and use it. And today we're going to focus in on giving help according to your ability. Acts chapter 11, verse 29 says, "The disciples, each according to his ability, decided to provide help for the brethren living in Judea." Book of Acts, we're talking about the disciples here. It's those who believed in Jesus. It was those who followed the teachings of the apostles, the things that they had learned, and for some, even the things they would have seen. As the church began, it wasn't long before persecution came against not only the Christians, but the Jews as well. The Christians really felt it the most in some sense, in that, well, they were persecuted by the Romans, they were persecuted by the Jews, they were not thought well of. And especially within Judea, within Jerusalem. And so it was the practice of Paul, it was a practice of the apostles to do what they could to help those in need, especially those in Jerusalem, those throughout Judea. And numerous times we'll see Paul talking to various churches, writing to them about a collection for the saints in Jerusalem, for those living in severe poverty. And all the time you'll discover that the instructions are based around individuals giving according to what they can. And would at times even commend those who gave, well, from Paul's perspective, more than they could. And one of the difficulties in giving according to our ability is, well, we don't always know what our ability is. There are times, I suspect, that we overestimate our ability to give, but I think it's more common that we underestimate our ability to give. We underestimate because we live in this human flesh. We have these tendencies and temptations to be, well, a bit selfish. And so we count up what is ours and we look at what's left and decide that we really don't have that much to give. And if I give what's left, what happens if something comes up that finds me in need. But the key to giving according to our ability is to spend time with God on a regular basis, asking Him, what is it that I can give? I believe God has gifted each believer. The Bible says that He's given us His Spirit, that His Spirit produces fruit. It produces a work in us that's for the benefit of the body as a whole. And so we all have something that is within our ability to give that may seem natural to us, but it may not seem natural to us. And we learn those things as we spend time with God in prayer, we spend time in His Word, we spend time listening to Him and allowing Him to train our eyes to see the needs around us. Talked a little bit in the message yesterday about Peter and John healing a lame man. A man who wanted something, but he was willing to settle for money, for silver, for gold, for the things that he could use to purchase the necessities of life. And so often we are a little bit taken back by the thought that he would settle for money as if there's something else, as if there's something better. Because we become accustomed in our own life to, well, settling for money. Putting that at the top of the chart of the things that we need, the things that someone else might need. And so we examine our bank account, and through our calculations at least, we determine our ability to give is, well, not very great. Not compared to so-and-so, not what I would want it to be, not. And we make excuses, we justify why we can't give. And yet, Peter and John looked at this lame man and says, we don't have money. We have something better. What we do have, we will give to you in the name of Jesus. Get up and walk. And as we talked about yesterday, because of our relationship with Jesus, God says, through the instruction and our obedience to His Word, we have hope. And while you might say that hope won't pay my bills, hope does things within us that are even greater than paying our bills. And as we consider what it is that God has given us the ability to do, He says that the example of the early disciples, those early believers in Jesus, was that they gave according to their ability in order to help others. Sometimes our ability is music. And we're able to share a song, whether it's in a small setting, whether it's in a worship setting, whatever it looks like. We encourage others. Sometimes our ability is listening. And there's a spirit about us that people are drawn to that open up about the difficulties in their life. And many times they're not looking for someone to fix those difficulties. They're looking for an understanding ear. The difficulties perhaps have a plan to overcome, but it takes time. And many times we try to listen, but we're wired with our ability to be a fixer, and there are times we need those who can fix things, that can give advice, that can help us along our way. Your ability may be to earn and accumulate money, and you give according to that ability. You see, we each have a common ability in Christ, and that is, at least we ought to have, the ability to share what God has shared with us. Mercy, grace, forgiveness, salvation, the good news of Jesus. And within that sharing, we have individual gifts, individual abilities, individual ways to help others if we would simply put them to use in that regard. We may have the ability to use words to encourage others through letters, through note cards, through text messages, emails, whatever it looks like. You see, devotion this morning isn't about telling you what you ought to give. It's about praying with you to ask God to help you know His ability in you. You see, when it comes down to it, it's not so much our ability that we're giving according to. It's God's ability in us that creates the real gift. And so we give. And we give help according to the power of the one who works in us and the ability that He gives. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has gifted us in ways that are common among Your children, but also in ways that are unique to each individual. And You've done that so that the body, Your body, would function effectively. And as You give to us, You call for us to give help to others according to the ability that You've given us, not limiting to the things that we like, not limiting it to the things that we think we're good at, but living and walking and talking by Your Spirit. As we watch and experience You doing exceedingly more than we can think or imagine. Not just in some mystical realm of unseen, but in our life. And through our life. And so God, help us not to be those who limit what we do according to our version of the ability we have, but may we see the ability that exists not by our power or might, but by Your Spirit that dwells within us. May our eyes be open to the real ability that is available as we draw near to You and as we walk by Your Spirit. Father, help us to pay attention not only to the ability that You've given us, not only to the ability that we have through Your Spirit, but to the needs of those around us. That this giving help according to our ability would be done in a way that meets those needs, that is considerate of the needs of others. That we're not being condescending, we're not being judgmental, we're not looking at people with disdain, or we're not looking at them with worship. But rather we're taking an honest look at how the ability you've given us matches up with the need that exists. Father, may we recognize that we have come to you time and time again to ask for help because we need it. And Father, as we experience the help that comes from you, may we recognize our responsibility to give what we've received for the benefit of others, for the growth of your kingdom, for the building of the church. And so God, today, help us to not limit our giving to what we think we can do, but help us to choose to give according to the ability that exists because you dwell within us. And may that ability be what is seen by others, so that in all of it, Jesus is lifted up, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.